back in the Boss Man Show here with Gus Malzahn, coach of UCF Knights out of the American Conference. Coach, how you doing, man? How's Orlando, man?
Man, it's awesome. I've been about 80 degrees every day I've been here. Palm trees outside. It's as good as it gets.
It's good to play your football in that warm weather, Coach. I know you're going to love that with your style of player for sure, man.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I tell you, you know, I've been here a little over 2 weeks. And, you know, I before I took this job, I always looked at it like, you know, if the right guy ever got here, would stay here and build it. And this could be a real special place because the foundation's been laid. They played really good football. And so I really think it's set up to take that next step. And since I've been here the last 2 weeks, you know, you can just tell the excitement. You know, I think we got some really good football players. And the way we're fixing to recruit, I mean, it's going to be really good.
So ask you about that, Coach. You know, you've recruited the SEC, which means you go to Florida, get that speed out of Florida, come over here to Georgia and get speed. And now you're right there in the middle of Central Florida, all that talent around you. You can have your staff deploy after every practice and go out there and find guys and find those diamond in the roughs that you develop. But you're a great at developing players. So, Coach, tell us about that location of Orlando and your staff is recruiting the great Southeast, as you know, already been to Auburn.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, the good thing for me, for 11 years, I've recruited the state of Florida and Georgia and Alabama and not. So it's a natural fit. We already got great relationships with coaches. You know, we've been recruiting the top 22 and 23 guys the last 2 years, you know, at the other schools I was at. So then we hired a staff. I mean, this staff we hired, I mean, of course, Travis Williams, you know, our defensive coordinator here, you know, he coached high school football in Atlanta, you know, and so he's got great relationships and he recruited down here in Florida. And, you know, we've got three or four coaches that, you know, have good relationships in Atlanta. We're going to recruit Atlanta hard. And, you know, I think that's really big. And of course you just said we're in Orlando, man. I mean, you know, Disney World's 30 minutes down the way. The weather's super. We're right in the center of Florida and we're going to recruit Florida hard. So it's a great recruiting base.
And, Coach, tell us about Atlanta, Georgia, and the players here in our area, man, because I know you get guys from here all the time being in Auburn. And that I-85 corridor was good to you guys. Tell us about talent here in Atlanta and in our suburbs as well, Coach, and our host state as well, Coach.
No, there's no doubt. There's great players. And, first of all, the state. It's one of the best states to recruit, I think, in the country. And then, of course, Atlanta. Great players around that area. You know, when I was at the last school, we recruited – you know, Derek Browns, the Darius Slaytons. I mean, you know, just great player after great player. So that will be really a focus of ours. And, you know, I think we're about 5.5-6 hours away. And you're going to see us recruit Atlanta really, really hard.
And for parents, it's easy to drive down I-75 to see you guys, get on the turnpike, and you're there to be back home by nightfall or early that next morning. So for parents, it's good. And for players who want to get away from home here in Georgia, Atlanta, and come down to Orlando and get there with you, get a guy who can train them up and care for them as young men, help them become great players in the NFL if they choose to go that route. We're in overall great people in the community as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you just said it. And, you know, the thing about us, like I said, the foundation's been laid and they played top 25 football here for quite a long time. And everything is really set to kind of take that next step. And you're going to hear me saying that, I mean, our goal is to play top 10. And I'm talking about consistent top 10 program. And I really feel like we can do that. Everything is set up. We got a great athletic director that's very committed. So everything's lined up and, you know, this is a job too that, man, I'm planning on being here a while and we're going to build this thing the right way. And of course our goal is to be in the Final Four. And, I really feel like we can do that. So, you know, a great player that wants to dream and be a part of something special about, you know, taking that next step and being a big part of the reason that the program takes that next step. That's what we have to offer here. And, we got a great fan base, 72,000 students. So, I mean, that's unbelievable. And like I said, you can just tell the excitement and we're not too far away from you.
And Coach, tell us our fans about this. The administration is so key to success for a program because without the president and AD being in line with you, if you don't have that alignment of all three of you guys together, you're doomed at some point to fail. So talk about how the administration UCF was so supportive of you and your vision for this program, which is already in a great place to go for even better now with you at the helm.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, when this job came open, I mean, I was interested. You know, because I think that it had great potential from the outside looking in. And then when we hired Terry Mohajer as athletic director, of course, Terry was my athletic director at Arkansas State when I was head coach in 2012, and we won a championship together. And I just know him. And after he got hired, I told my wife, I say, we're going to full court press to try to get that job because, you know, he's got great vision, you know, and we're on the same page. And our president is unbelievable. So you're exactly right. I mean, everything has to be in order. If you're going to really, truly do something special,
yes,
you know,
sir.
In college football, you have to have that alignment. And we have great alignment. Like I said earlier, I mean, we've got one of the biggest fan bases in college football that's hungry, and they're ready for that next step. So everything's aligned now. Now we got to go out and do it. And that's what I told our team the other day, that, hey, we're talking big and we got big dreams. Now you got to do it. And so, you know, I told our staff at the same time, but you can just kind of feel it. And I've been real blessed in the past to be a part of some real special things. You know, winning a national championship. 2013, we had the biggest turnaround in the history of college football, and we came within 13 seconds of winning the national championship. And I look back, kind of feels that same way right here, that we have great potential, and I think we're going to do some special things.
And the American Conference coach is very, very good. You have, like, Memphis is a great team. Cincinnati is a great team. You know, SMU and all those guys in your league, you know, it's no easy day at the field when you're playing in your conference. Tell us about that, going from you've been in the grind of the SEC. The American Conference is pretty grindy, too, because I feel like, yeah, that ball they play is exciting and it's hard every night out there that you guys playing.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, the conference every year has gotten better as of late. And of course, you know, Cincinnati's a team that almost beat Georgia, you know, in the Peach Bowl. And, I mean, really top team. You said Memphis, they've been in the top 25 the last few years. SMU's a team that's coming on. Houston's been really good for a long time. You know, we played Tulane, I think, 2 years ago, and they gave us all we wanted. And I have a lot of respect. Temple was a team a few years ago that was really hot. So, you know, this is a conference that's really coming on that have top 25 type teams. And so that's good for our conference too. And of course it's good for us because, you know, we're talking about making the Final Four, and the better your conference is, the, you know, that helps with all the above.
And I'm sure teams don't want to play you guys because they didn't know you're already good. Thank God you already got some contracts probably signed, because knowing you, how you play, the guys that don't prepare for Coach Malzahn's offense, they don't want to deal with that. So I know you're going to give guys hell, because I've seen what you did to Auburn and Arkansas State. So I know you're giving guys hell down at UCF for trying to get those games on schedule. And the American Conference should be scared knowing that you are there now to get those depth team rolling, man. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, it's all about scheduling. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, we'd like to play one of these in-state schools, but we'd also like to play a top 10 school. We'd love to play Alabama, Georgia, one of those teams, you know, non-conference, and, you know, have a chance to show what we can do. And obviously, if you're fortunate enough to beat the team, then you run the table in your conference. You know, I don't think they can keep you out of the Final Four. So we're working hard. Our athletic director is to get us a good schedule. And like you just said, I mean, our conference, you know, from the outside looking in, I was real impressed. Now that I'm here, and you can kind of look and see what they're doing and the players they have, the coaches they have, and we're the conference on the rise. I mean, there's no doubt. And I just think that that's going to be really good for us and the rest of our conference in the future.
And, Coach, for your guys on the roster now, how has it been to get those guys to buy into you, knowing who, learning about you as a person, kind of learn you and trust you and your staff, because you're the new guy coming to town. You know, guys of in that age, like, okay, who's this guy? I've heard of him on TV. I know what he's about from afar, but getting to know these young men, getting them to buy into you and your staff, how has that been these past few weeks here since you've been at UCF?
Well, I think that's the key, and it's about building trust, and trust takes time. And, you know, I can tell that, you know, they are excited. It's been great. I got a chance to meet with every one of our players for about 10 minutes just to kind of get to know them. And, you know, we hired a staff that has done a great job of building relationships so far. But we're starting spring ball, you know, in a week and a half. So that's when we'll really find out. We'll get on the grass and we'll coach them and see how they respond. But it's all about building relationships and building trust, especially long-term when you're building the foundation of your program.
Most definitely. And being in Florida with it being warm, it's easy to be out there in the spring practice. Guys excited, get in shorts and some pads there and not have to deal with any cold weather. You might catch it in Auburn every now and again here in Atlanta a little bit this time. So that weather, I feel like it's going to be advanced for guys too, and getting into your system earlier than you would rather try to get them done in the summer here in July and August there.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I mean, like I said, the weather's been unbelievable since I've been here. And that's a great recruiting tool. But at the same time, I mean, it gets you get out there and work out outside, you know, year round. And I think that definitely helps too.
And coach, for you, man, when people watch your team this year and beyond, what do you want them to take away from watching the UCF Knights here going forward?
Well, I mean, I want us to play an exciting brand of football, hard-nosed, tough. You know, they've been playing really good offense around here for a long time. I want to continue that, but I want to start playing top 10 defense. And I really believe we can do that. I was on the other end, you know, in 2017, we had one of the best teams in all of college football. And I think we were just a hair away, probably a running back from getting injured from winning the whole thing. And of course we played UCF in the Peach Bowl and they got after us. I mean, they were really good on defense. I mean, I think they had four or five guys that are still playing the NFL. You know, right now. So, you know, you can play top 10 defense here. That's a goal of ours. If we kind of put it together on both sides, that's when we'll have a chance. And, you know, like I said, the good thing for me is the foundation's been laid. Have all kinds of NFL guys, you know, that are still in the league. They won big games. You know, they beat some of the top programs in the country, you know, in the last 10 years. So the good thing for me, the foundation's been laid. And now we have a chance to kind of take that next step.
Last one for you, coaches, is who have been some coaches in your career who's really affected your career personally and professionally and made you the man you are today?
You know, really for me, I was a high school coach for 15 years. And so really I was a head coach my second year. I never really got a chance to learn under anyway. So I had to learn by making mistakes, which sometimes that's the best way. But it was probably a couple high school coaches from the state of Arkansas that really made the biggest impact on me. Barry Lunny Sr.'s the guy that, you know, he was a Christian coach and he did it the right way, didn't cuss, didn't, you know, and I really wanted to model myself after him. Frank McClellan is another guy that was just right down the road, Don Campbell. So those three guys, I tried to kind of just take bits and pieces, and it really gave me a good foundation for my career.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time today. Hope to do this with you down the road because I love you as a coach. I loved you at Auburn. I'm happy for you to be at UCF and hope to talk to you more often and get guys in Atlanta here excited to come to Orlando and play for you, man.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for having me. And we are going to recruit Orlando, really, recruit Atlanta really hard. So you'll be seeing us.
Yes, Coach, you be good. Coach, you be safe and enjoy that warm weather. I can't wait to get down there too. So we're soon here, man.
All right. Thank you.
Be blessed, Coach.
Okay. Appreciate you.
All right.